radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Tonight I've got great country music from Ontario and Saskatchewan, and brand new music from each guest. First up will be Barrie, Ontario country artist Amy Rose, who has just released a brand new song, beautiful song, called Sunshine. And then we'll head over to Regina, Saskatchewan for J.J. Voss to talk about his new song called Breaking Things, taken from his very cleverly titled album, Show 'em Who's Boss. All that coming up, great music and lots of conversation. Let's kick things off with Amy Rose. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are things in Barrie?
It's pretty warm. It looks like it's going to rain, but I'll rest assured I'm thinking it's a good day because I get to talk to you.
It is. It's always a great day talking to you. And the new song is called Sunshine. You're talking about rain. We got a song called Sunshine, and it just makes you feel good when you listen to it. And I want you to talk about this beautiful new song. And first of all, how did you come about choosing this one? How did you find it?
I heard this song probably about 4 or 5 years ago. A gentleman had sang it by the name of Anders Johansson, who is an artist in, I want to say, Switzerland. And I fell in love with it, and I said, you know what, this song needs to be heard. It's a gorgeous song, and the songwriters, you know, they did an amazing job writing it. And, you know, I decided right then and there that this was a song that I definitely wanted to put on my album. And, you know, the producers felt the same way. So we recorded it, and, you know, it ends up being one of our singles that we're releasing.
Nice. Now, when you sing this song, and our listeners are going to hear it on the show, I can hear the emotion in it. I can hear the tenderness. When you're singing it, you don't have to tell us exactly what you're thinking about, but are you going to a place that place that's romantic and tender?
You know what? It's funny because it's one of those things where that song could go either way, right? The song, you know, could be about losing the love of your life, you know, whether it be a breakup or, you know, a death or whatnot. You know, the song could be about so many different angles if you look at it from that point of view. And, you know, recording that song, the recording process of it, Glenn and Marty, who are two of my producers, you know, it's always fun being in the studio with them. And, you know, even doing this song, you know, from Party Like a Ragnet to this song, you know, Glenn was still wacky and crazy and dancing. And it was one of those things where, oh, my God, I had to go to a place, you know, just to get his dancing out of my mind. So that was the place I went, and my emotion from there went into the song.
There you go. So he helped out inadvertently by being so silly you had to escape.
Exactly.
They must be great to work with, Glenn Colson and Marty Beecroft. I've known them over the years, and I know that they work closely with you, and Marty's always at your shows playing guitar, doing a great job, and background vocals and all that stuff. How great is it to work with these two guys?
You know what? Probably the best experience ever, you know, that I've ever experienced was working with these guys. They're, you know, multi-talented. They're not only, you know, producers, but they've had a singing career, a very, you know, famous singing career, you know, being in VIP and Euphoria. So, you know, these are two guys that are, you know, just multiply talented, and they're actors and singers and producers and songwriters, musicians. The list goes on and on with them. So to work with them and have them on this album with me is just amazing. And, you know, I get to bring Marty out to my shows because he's also our acoustic guitar player. So, you know, I love working with them, honestly. They're just the best guys ever.
Great guys. Also part of the country group After Tuesday that had some singles out and had success a couple of years back. People will know them from any of those groups we mentioned because they were that popular. Now, this was a great past year for you as far as awards go. We've got the Emerging Artist, and you won that from the Independent Country Music Association, and you also were nominated. This was a big honor, the first ever Country Music of Association Ontario Awards, CMAO Awards, that took place in Markham earlier this year, and you were up for Rising Star of the Year.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that was an honor. I was ecstatic. I didn't get to go to the secret ceremony where they did the announcing of the names because I had previous arrangements. But I had sent Jeff, there and even before, he got to text me to say we got nominated, I had people congratulating me and honestly it was just the most amazing feeling in the world to be nominated and, to be there, to, be surrounded by all the talented people that were nominated as well. It was just a great night.
Yeah, it was so cool to see at the Markham Theatre how much talent there is. I mean, we knew it, but you could see it all on one stage. Ontario talent from the newcomers to, big established stars like Michelle Wright. And the Good Brothers, of course, are there as well. Talk about a classic act. So that was so cool to see. And so a Rising Star nomination, which is a great thing. So, but I wanted to ask you just how cool you think it is that Ontario now has this organization going as strong as it is.
I think it's a great thing, because, in Canada we have a lot of great artists and, to sum it up, to have a separate award show for Ontario because, I didn't realize until that night, I knew that we had a lot of talent going on because I've got to witness it. I've seen, some of these people play. I've become friends with some of these people from Ontario and, to actually spend a night at the Markham Theatre and just, watch the talent and, it was just amazing. So I think it's great. And, we have a lot of great Ontario artists. So, for this organization to help us and, help us reach the next step of our careers is just a great thing.
Now, you met one of those great Ontario country artists really early in your career, I think when you were kind of starting out and entering contests, and that was Jason McCoy.
Yes. Funny story. So I met Jason up in Kenmont Fair, which is in Kenmont, Ontario. And we had purposely gone up to see Jason McCoy because we knew that he was playing. I was a huge fan of his. That's when he had come out with that single, This Used to Be Our Town, and I loved him. Every girl loved him, right? So we had purposely gone up there to see him, and there was a singing competition that, I really wanted to enter. And it just happened to be at the same time as the show, so it was one or the other. And, I really wanted to see Jason, but I wanted to do this competition. So, I did the competition. I ended up winning first place, and the organizer came up and I said, great that you won, such and such. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't get to see Jason. And he's like, well, come on with me. And he brought us over to Jason, and we met him, and he signed, my T-shirt and a picture, and I got my picture done with him. So it was great. I love Jason. He's just amazing. And he's from my area, too. So.
Yeah. That is such a cool story. Have you had chances, Amy, over the years to meet some other artists? So there's Jason. Any other encounters like that? We've had a chance to meet somebody that you've looked up to?
Well, I got to meet, at the CMAOs, I got to meet, a ton of people there. Derek Rutan, Kira Isabella, who is just smoking on the charts right now, as well as Michelle Wright, and we had Jason Blaine. I actually went to the after party after the CMAOs, and Jason Blaine and I kind of had a little conversation. So, it's great. It's great interacting with these people, and, it's a great organization, a great place, and we have some great talent here, so it's just great.
Oh, for sure, and another Ontario act that a lot of people will know, you've been in concert with them a couple of times. I was at their CD release party, and you did a great job opening up for them. Of course, Western Avenue, you guys are pals.
Yes, oh gosh, I love Nikki, Matt, and Keith. They're amazing. They're amazing people, and I did a show back with them, a month ago, I think it was, in Midland, Ontario, and, these guys are the definition of talent. They've got the vocal, the harmonies, the stage presence, just everything. They've got it all going on. They're absolutely amazing, and I adore them.
Awesome group from Peterborough, Ontario. Now, I know I've asked you this in the past on other shows, but if the answer can change or we can be refreshed, but duet partners. And let's take it outside of country for a moment, Amy. Just have a little fun with it. So somebody from another genre other than country, who do you want to record a duet with in a real smoking hot song, whether it's up-tempo or a steamy ballad?
You know what? If I were to pick another genre of music, I would have to go with Pink. I am loving Pink's sound right now. I am loving her music, and honestly, I think it would just be just so fun to do a duet with her, a fast, upbeat, kind of funky duet.
Yeah, that would be cool. Sort of a Women Out for Revenge kind of song, or?
Yeah, like totally. You stole my heart, and now I'm going to bash in your car with my bat. Kind of like a Carrie Underwood thing, but, you know, country gone pop.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. There's nothing like a good revenge song.
Yeah.
You
make all the men in the universe scared of us.
Exactly. You know, I was thinking earlier, Amy, you would be a great person to have a reality show, your own show, the Amy Rose reality show, for lack of a better title at the moment. But if you did that kind of thing, what kind of situations would you see yourself getting into, and who would you like to be in that reality show with you, maybe your own family?
Oh, my gosh. I see a lot of beer. I think the whole reality show would be about beer. Yeah, it's funny because you know that TV show, that Honey Boo Boo?
Yes.
My family is not as crazy as that. I love the show. I think it's funny. Some of it I sit back and go, oh, my God, I can't believe that they would actually do that on public television. But, you know, yeah. Hey, a story is a story and a scene's a scene, right? And it's all there to capture on film for us, you know, crazy people that watch the show to see. But, it's one of those things where my family, I think, is a reality in itself. You know what I mean? Like, we're crazy. We're outgoing. We're good hometown redneck kind of let's drink, let's party, let's have some fun, and let's not get arrested. By all means,
yeah, exactly.
But, you know, and if we do, please send a good-looking officer that, you know, could possibly frisk me at the same time where he's arresting me, but but one of those type of reality shows, for sure.
One of those, that sounds like the pilot episode right there.
Yeah.
You know, and you get bailed out in the next episode, that's got great possibilities.
Possibly, huh? I might have to talk to my manager about that one.
There you go. Michael Stover, I know he's tuned in and listening, so there's an idea we'll put out there. Let's turn to some great music of yours. Now, this was originally a Backstreet Boys song, which makes it all the more cooler because, and I'm sure you can tell us stories about this, people probably, when they heard your version, assumed it was a country song because it definitely lends itself to that, and they were probably surprised, those who didn't know. But tell us about the song, I Just Want You to Know.
Yeah, I Just Want You to Know was, like you said, it was a Backstreet Boy song that was put on one of their albums as, I believe, a filler. I don't even know if it was released. I don't think it was. And a friend of mine who is a huge BSB fan, Jessica, I'm sure she's listening, she came to me and she had said, you know, I really think that you should do a country version of this song. And at that time, I wasn't really looking to get back into music because I was in it and I took a brief hiatus, actually a long hiatus, to have a family. And so I kind of put it on the back burner, and I met Glenn and Marty a couple years later, and I remembered the song because I loved the song. It was a great song. And I had pulled it out and showed it to them, and they had loved it just as much as I did, and said, you know, let's go to Nashville, let's cut a country version of this. And long and behold, it was our very first single and our very first charting single, too. So, you know, we're quite excited about that, and we're really happy with the turnout.
Yeah, you've had a lot of success. I mean, online I can see the charts and postings and that about it, and there's been a lot of play for this song. And so this is probably one of the ones that's got you the most attention so far, correct?
It has. With this song, it's almost like, you know, people have really grasped to it, and they've, you know, there's almost like a message in the song. And, you know, whether they be, you know, Backstreet Boys fans of the song, you know, and go, hey, I really like the song when the Backstreet Boys released it, and now there's a country version out of it, they really take a hold of it, and radio has really done me good on this one, you know, international radio. So we're quite excited with it, and we're happy the fans are loving it.
Let's share it now. Much more to come with Amy Rose, including her brand new single a bit later in the show. Right now, here's Amy Rose, I Just Want You to Know, on In the Country.
My mind, it's amazing, it's complete, oh.
And that is my guest, Amy Rose, on the line from Barrie, Ontario. The song is called I Just Want You to Know. Her website is amyrosemusic.com. You can learn more about her there. And you're speaking about your family earlier, Amy. I know that a lot of them appeared in your great video called Redneck Reunion, Party Like a Redneck. How cool was that to put together a video so people could see you performing?
Probably one of the best experiences of my life. It was such a fun day. It was a very long day, 14 to 15 hours in the heat, but it was definitely a great day. And, you know, I had all of my family and friends, you know, there to, you know, share the joy with me. So it was definitely a great experience.
Now, I want to also talk about, this it kind of steps away from music for a moment, but we talked about the reality show. Your favorite movie of all time. Just, you know, people have those movies that they can watch over and over again, whether it's from, you know, 10, 15 years ago or whether it's a newer movie. But what is one of your favorite movies you've ever seen?
That would be
I haven't given
you
any chance
dancing.
To research. To what's that?
That would
I haven't
be
given
dirty
any
dancing.
Chance to put you right on the spot.
I know. I love being put on the spot, though.
Okay.
definitely Dirty Dancing. I love Dirty Dancing.
Oh, cool.
Very not to do
cool.
Dirty Dancing,
so,
but to watch the movie.
We got to clarify here.
Yes.
Any dancing you do is totally clean. But moving along, were you a Patrick Swayze fan?
I love Patrick Swayze, especially all of his older stuff like Roadhouse and Ghost. I was a huge fan of Patrick Swayze, and I still am.
Yeah, very cool. That's a great movie, Dirty Dancing. It's good to go back. I love those kind of movies that you can have that, you know, you put on a Sunday afternoon or whatever it is, and you can just kick back and you know you're going to get lost in it again.
Yes, and no matter how many times you watch it, it never gets old.
That's right, very true. Getting back to music now, I understand there's an album in the works. Of course, I Just Want You to Know is out there, Redneck Reunion, the new song Sunshine. So this is all part of an album you're putting together for us?
Yes. We've been working hard on it. We're in the studio doing some more stuff. We're recording a song that I got to co-write with a really good friend of mine, and she's my bass player, Christina, and it's called Cowboy Romeo. And another song that Glenn and Marty had the chance of writing, and it's called Country Crazy. So, you know, we're gradually getting this album together, and we're hoping, you know, have it done by the end of the year.
Very cool. That is quite exciting. And I think I was reading online the potential title is called The Beginning.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah. And how I came up with that title is because it was just actually thrown out there by, you know, someone that we had talked to and had done an interview with. And, you know, he had said 20 years in the industry and this is just the beginning for you. And we were like, wow, you know, that's a really good concept. It really is true. You know, I've been in this industry for a long time. And, you know, after 20 plus years, this really is just the beginning.
That is a great way of putting it in, and a great way to feel. It must be exciting to have the energy stronger than ever at this point. That's very cool.
Yeah. It's honestly, you know, the response that we have been getting from fans and radio, you know, CMT, just, you know, everybody in general with these songs, you know, people have been over generous with me and really nice. And I love hearing people's comments and feedback and, you know, negative or positive, but, you know, a lot of it has been positive. So, you know, it's great and it's a great feeling.
Yeah, that's got to be a great feeling when you, after one of your performances, you know, you've got a chance afterwards to meet up with fans and talk to them. It must be great to hear their feedback, what they liked, and maybe there was a song that, you know, maybe I Just Want You to Know got them through a tough time or maybe helped them reconnect with you know, an ex-boyfriend or something.
You know what? The funny thing is a lot of fans that we talk to after shows, they're very partial to Party Like a Redneck. And it's funny because it's one of those things where, wow, you know, how does that song really move someone? And they're like, you know, it's my beer drinking song. You know, when Friday, you know, the whistle goes at work and I'm ready to go home and party, I put on my beer drinking song and that's Party Like a Redneck. And I'm like, wow, that's a really, you know, it's a really great feeling because I had a hand in co-writing that song with, you know, Marty and Glenn. And, you know, to hear someone say that, you know, that's a song that they love to listen to every Friday night while they're getting drunk. You know, I'm like, great.
You're influencing generations here, Amy, with your music.
Yeah.
In more ways
and
than
I'm
one.
And I'm helping them get their drink on every beer at a time.
There you go. Well, I was talking to a songwriter, my friend, a few weeks back. We were actually at a concert at Lee Bryson. He was opening up for Brad Paisley. And Lee Bryce had this song simply called Beer. And Dan McVeigh turned to me and said, we got to write a song with beer in it. Because it's true. I mean, that song, I think, was just called Beer. Toby Keith has a song, I Like Girls Who Drink Beer. It's just a great word to have in a song, whatever twist you put on it.
You can't go wrong with a song about alcohol because everybody loves it.
There you go.
It.
It's one of those things. Yeah, everybody can relate to it. They've experienced it, sometimes too much. And, you know, but it's just one of those things. And, of course, the song called Alcohol by Brad Paisley, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yes, yeah. There, you know what? You think about it. There is a lot of songs, especially in country. You know, we're supposed to be, you know, good down-home country church people, right? And all of our songs are about drinking beer and cheating.
It's
no,
when you put it
true.
That way, it's pretty amazing. No, some of them are, exactly. Yeah, it's that contradiction, right? You've got those really religious, or at least some are, and some are very positive. And then you've got the drinking songs. You got the whole range of experiences, which is one thing I love about country music. Like, it covers so many different areas.
It's so diverse and it's growing, you know, and especially with the new country, like how often do you, you know, going back, you know, 30, 40 years ago, when did you ever hear of a rapper and a country artist colliding?
That's so true, yeah. That's a
and
whole
now
new
it's
thing
like,
that has happened.
It's a whole new generation, it's a whole new era, and it's so diverse, and country music is bigger than it's ever been.
Yep. Yeah, it's so amazing. It continues to grow and expand, and there's something in it for everybody, which is another reason I love it. Let's turn to your music, your song, new song, which I love, called Sunshine. We talked a bit about it earlier, just how beautiful it is, some sad stuff in it, and just a moving song altogether. When you're singing this one live, the chances you've had so far, Amy, how do you feel as you're performing it?
I love the song. This is actually probably one of my favorite songs to perform. It gives me a chance to just showcase what I like to do, and that's singing. You know, there's a lot of PowerPoints in this song, and, you know, that's what I love doing. I love showcasing that, and, you know, this is a great song to do it in. So, you know, honestly, this is probably one of my favorite songs to perform.
Awesome. Well, it was just released, I think, was it yesterday?
Monday it was released, and it's really doing great.
Perfect. Great song just released, so be sure to call your local country stations wherever you are listening and ask them to play the song, because it really makes a difference. This is Amy Rose and Sunshine on In the Country. Please. powerful vocals and a great song from my guest, Amy Rose. That is called Sunshine. It is brand new, just released to radio, so you may be hearing it for the very first time. It's so great to hear that. Again, Amy, beautiful job on the song. I really love that one.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
Now, tell us about some of the big shows you've got coming up through August and into the fall, where our listeners can check you out, so to speak.
We're actually in LaFontaine, Ontario, next Saturday, and that would be August the 2nd, doing a show up there. And then we are August 24th in Lucknow, Ontario. We're opening up for Big and Rich, which I'm super excited about.
Wow.
And then we've got, it's quite exciting. I'm hoping I get to meet them. I'm a big fan of theirs, so, you know, that would be really, really awesome. And then we're in Dresden, Ontario in September, and I'm heading to New York, in October for a radio tour. So it's getting really busy. Yeah, it's pretty busy.
Some really exciting stuff going on. Of course, a lot of that we can give the credit, I'm sure, to your manager, Michael Stover.
Yes, Michael is amazing. He is honestly the best thing that has happened to me, and I tell him time and time again, he is a saint. I love him. Love him to death.
That's awesome. It's so good to see a great person like that working with a great person like you, and so much happening. I was just thinking back, getting back to Big and Rich, and I may have posted this online before, but the marquee for that night can be Big and Rich and Rose.
Yes, yeah, that was you that came up with that title.
Yeah.
that's a pretty good one.
You know, it's a new group, you know. It's.
Well, I'll have to,
awesome.
I'll have to, you know, yeah, break into their dressing room or something and say, hey, my friend Dave came up with a really good concept.
That's right, and see what they think about that. Amy, been such a pleasure having you here. We've covered a lot of territory, which is always fun. Shared a couple of your songs that are going to be on your album out later this year, called The Beginning. We can look forward to that, and our listeners can stay in touch with you at Facebook and, of course, amyrosemusic.com. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. I always love coming on your show.
It is always a pleasure, and look forward to doing this again down the road. My guest has been Barrie, Ontario country artist Amy Rose. Now, up next, we're going to head to Saskatchewan and say hi to J.J. Voss right after this message.
Are you the next country music star? Then enter the Showdown Talent Competition now at hoedown.ca. Winner gets $1,000 cash, a $1,000 Yamaha guitar, and a gig on the main stage at the annual Magna Wild Wild West Hoedown. Hurry, the deadline is July 31st. Visit hoedown.ca for details.
And we head now to Regina, Saskatchewan, and say hello to J.J. Voss. Hey, J.J.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, afternoon. How are things with you in Saskatchewan?
Very well. Things are going, we've had a really nice summer here.
That is great to hear. Now, we've got some exciting news for you as far as your album, which I always love saying the title, Show 'em Who's Voss. Let's talk about the title for a moment. It's so clever. You may have told me this before, but who came up with that title?
It was actually a friend of mine just before the first my first trip to Nashville. I was I finished my set at the nightclub, and I was about to head out the door, and she grabbed me. She says, "You're not leaving without having a shot with me first." So she buys me a drink, and she cheers me, and she says, "Now you go down there and show them who's boss." And I said, "I just might use that."
Great title, great moment to have that happen, because that it really stands out. I love that. Now, from the album, the exciting news is the new single called Breaking Things, which is that's out at country radio now, as I understand.
Yeah, I dropped it. It was the 8th of July, I believe.
Great. So we're going to hear that in the show, and as always, encourage our listeners to call their local station and request J.J. Voss and Breaking Things. So how has the summer been going as far as performing, J.J.? Have you had some good venues and some good shows?
Yeah, it's been pretty good so far. I had a really busy June. We opened for Neil McCoy one night, and then I was in a final of a contest here in Regina, put on by a radio station. And then I also had a festival all in the same week near the end of June. So that was a real busy stretch. And I have a few things. I have some house concerts in July. throughout the West, and then I'm getting ready to head to around Moncton. I think it's just outside of Moncton. There's a music festival that started up last year that I'm going to be going out to play.
That's awesome, and our listeners can check out jjvoss.com to find out those dates for anything that's upcoming. How cool is it when you play, say, some of the smaller venues or the house parties, so it's a lot more intimate, and maybe it's just you and your guitar or a couple of band members, but it's much more low-key. Do you enjoy those performances?
I really do. I'm finding it to be a great medium to connect with new audience or new fans who have heard my music on the radio but don't really know what I'm about. Just to explain the songs, how they became songs, and to have that intimate setting, I really, really enjoy playing house concerts.
Yeah, I love those kind of things too. When the venue's small enough that basically the artist, singer, songwriter can talk to the audience and take the time to say how a song was written. I love those stories, like how the idea first came about, how long it took them to write it, and sometimes that's a quick process. I love being at those type of shows.
Yeah, and it's also interactive too, where it's not really formal. You can have people just kind of yelling out things from the audience, and you can answer questions. And I really enjoy that type of setting. And for me, in my career right now, the overhead is it's a lot more affordable to be able to show up with my guitar in my vehicle and play a little show, and as opposed to trying to travel with a band and losing your shirt.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Let's go back in time, JJ, to your start in music and when you first realized and discovered that you had some talent and that you were probably going to enjoy singing.
Really early on, I think the hook got set in my cheek when I was basically 4 years old. I was given a fiddle for Christmas, and I took to it. I had an ear for it, and it was the type of thing that I got so much pleasure and joy from. I didn't really play with toys very much as a kid. I played with instruments.
Right. Which is a great, when you start that early, I think it probably becomes more ingrained in you. You know, when we learn stuff when we're older, it's a little tough, but it probably just came naturally to you as you were learning it.
Yeah, and performing, playing in front of people and getting up and doing that kind of thing, that's kind of when I feel most at home. That's when I guess, feel the most normal.
Now, some people get the music because they come from a musical family, so when they're young, it's surrounding them, and so they absorb it. Do you have a musical family, JJ, or is this something that you've discovered on your own?
I wouldn't say nothing professional. It was a hobby of my mom. We had a church organ that she would sit and play, and she did that, you know, as a hobby. My dad every so often would pick up this old guitar that he had, and he'd strum a few chords and he'd sing a couple songs. And I wouldn't say that that was a big influence, but I was so keen on it that it was. But I also had some cousins and an uncle that, again, just kind of were hobbyists. They would, when the folks would get together with their friends, sometimes the fiddles would come out or sometimes the guitars would come out, and that was part of it.
Oh, definitely. What about the artists that were an influence on you, JJ, when you were younger and you were listening to whatever genre it might have been, but the artists that got you excited about music?
The first cassette tape that I ever owned was the Kenny Rogers Greatest Hits with the Gambler on it.
I love that. I'm a huge fan of his, too, so that... Yeah,
I wore that cassette out, you know, front and back. And then there was an early Alabama tape as well. And I mean, that's when I was really, the music was really interesting to me, and I got right into it. But I guess a little bit older, I was about 11 years old when Guitar Town came out. And that Steve Earle had this rock and roll attitude, this renegade kind of, you know, in your face kind of persona. And I think that's what really, really, you know, really, really hit me.
Yeah, that was a pretty unique sound at the time. I mean, there's certainly been outlaws and that kind of sound in country, but when he came out, he was just so unique what he was doing, and I loved his music back then as well. Copperhead Road, Devil's Left Hand or Devil's Right Hand?
Devil's Right Hand, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Love that. Love his sound. Now, what's cool about that is you were a Steve Earle fan. Down the road, producing one of your albums, Harry Stinson, who was in Steve Earle's band.
Yeah, that was, and to this day is a big highlight for me. Because I knew those albums front and back. I knew all the liner notes. I knew everything, how those albums came to be. And then I got to work with Harry, and he was involved on all of those projects right from the get-go.
Wow. It's got to be great to have, because a producer, as I've talked to so many artists, the producer is so important in the process. I mean, I guess it goes without saying, but they can really obviously shape the sound, and they can bring out the best in you, right, if they are a good producer.
Yeah, definitely. And there has to be a trust factor anytime, like you're working with a producer. I produced my first EP myself. So it's the type of thing that I kind of had an idea what, when going into the project, I knew what I wanted to sound like. I had an idea in my head. I knew where things were going. But to go work with somebody else as a producer, you have to kind of hand the reins over, and there has to be that
right.
trust factor. And that was a deal with Harry. I was like, I've got two ears and one mouth for a reason. I listen more than I talked. And it was, you know, and I learned so much in those sessions.
Let's turn to one of the songs from the album, Show 'Em Who's Boss. We'll play Playing for Keeps first. And tell us about the song, the writers on it, before we share it.
That one I wrote all by my lonesome. That one's my own. And it's basically kind of a snapshot of my personal life, where I was at, you know, right when I wrote it.
Awesome. Well, that's good to know. It's coming from a true place, a real place. This is J.J. Voss on the line from Saskatchewan. The song is Playing for Keeps on In the Country.
You don't have to tell me time's ticking away, 'cause the years are showing now. No need to remind me of the choices I made. I wouldn't change them anyhow. 'Cause I see a picture so clear in my mind. She's strong, steady, and true. With a heart on fire and a soul just like mine. And I know she's looking too. I'm playing.
Saskatchewan country artist J.J. Voss and his song Playing for Keeps. You can find him online at jjvoss.com and his album Show 'Em Who's Voss available through iTunes. You were mentioning earlier about Kenny Rogers, and I said I was a big fan. Alabama, who you also mentioned, another one, probably two of my favorites from the 80s and on, as far as continuing to like them. Well, I just heard some cool news online about Alabama coming with an album of, I guess, duets and teaming up with modern-day artists and for some collaborations.
Yeah, I heard they're back out in the game now, which is great. They influenced so many artists from our, you know, from through that time, through that era.
They sure did. The harmonies, the overall sound. A lot of bands definitely got influences from them, and it's so great to see them back out on tour. And Brad Paisley, of course, had the song "Old Alabama," which brought them back into the light a bit.
Yeah, well, it's hard not to be influenced by them because they had such a string of hits throughout the 80s and early 90s that every time that there was an album out, you could bet that there's going to be at least three or four or five number one hits off of them. So you're basically all year long, they would drop a single every 4 or 5 months and they had a number one hit. So it was just hard not to be influenced by that.
Oh, so many great songs, and they could do stuff that was popish. They could do pure country Jukebox in My Mind or a pop song like, I'm trying to think of the song they covered, an NSYNC song. Just they did it all. Let's talk about your songwriting, JJ. And we talked about the performing, and it goes back quite far, but when did you first start to write songs?
I guess through my teens, I dabbled with it. I, I'd write phrases down, or basically poetry or skeletons of songs, but never really had the I didn't really have any influences. The town that I grew up in was very much a sports town. And the idea of writing music or writing your own songs, it was kind of a foreign concept. So I just kept them in a shoebox, you know, in the basement, never finished anything or got really serious about it at all. Until, truthfully, it was, I went out on the road as a side guy, as a guitar player, playing the bar circuit when I was out of high school. And I did that till I was probably about, that wound up around the year 2000. It was probably around 2001, 2002 that I kind of re-examined my entire career and my entire, you know, at that point, was I going to go get a real job, was I going to pursue this as a career? And I came to the conclusion that what I had really always wanted to do from the time I was a kid was actually be a singer-songwriter and be an artist, but never really had the guts, so to speak, or to step out and do something like that.
It takes a lot of courage and guts to do that, right? Because there's certain roads you can take in life that might be easier than some, but being a singer-songwriter certainly isn't one of them.
No, it's definitely a very you're an island in the ocean, that's for sure. And I guess it comes back to the little town that I was from, being a very sports-oriented town. If you weren't good at sports, you weren't the most popular kid on the block, and you just basically tried to blend in. And if you weren't great at sports, you tried to blend in as well as you could, or else you'd get the hell beat out of you. So it was one of those things that I didn't want to stand out any more than I already did. So it was a matter of just kind of gliding through it.
That's a very good point. Sometimes maybe, I guess it depends on the age, but sometimes, like you say, that can be an uncool thing. But later on in life, playing guitar, you know, and performing, people think it's really cool.
Well, that was, yeah, it was pretty much, 180 degree swing from, you know, not necessarily being a very popular kid in school to when I went out on the road playing guitar in a traveling band. At that point, you know, it was kind of, it was pretty much polar opposites, and it was quite a swing.
Yeah, I'll bet. Just for our listeners, I mentioned the Alabama song earlier, and I talked about NSYNC, a song they had covered more on the pop side. God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You. NSYNC handed out its big hit, and then Alabama covered it. It showed off their diversity.
Yeah, they dabbled in a whole bunch of different things. Myself, I wasn't a big fan of their when they got into poppy stuff, and they got into a run late in their career where it was all ballads. And I wasn't really digging that too much. But
you were more into like the mountain music.
She and I was probably my favorite of theirs.
Yeah. That was a fun song. That was a very unique sound, a really crazy kind of video, which was, usual for the day. But that song is so catchy. I love it. She and I.
Yeah, and it just had that driving, edgy, kind of on the edge of with a rock. The guitar sounded a little heavier.
That was a cool, yeah.
And I guess that was right in that era, that time frame, that I was really impressionable.
Yep, yeah. She and I live in our own little world. Don't worry about the world outside. Part of it is just a terrific song. Let's turn to another terrific song, this time from you, another one from you. Breaking Things, the brand new single released earlier in July to country radio. We'll encourage our listeners to call their station, wherever they're listening online, and call their local country station, play J.J. Voss, Breaking Things. What can you tell us about the song?
That one, again, is pretty autobiographical as well. It's anybody that knows me, I'm kind of like the bull in the china shop kind of guy. And I don't mean to all the time. It just seems to be the way it is. If I walk into a room, I'll wind up knocking something over, or I'd be on, that's a very literal take on it. But sometimes I'll say things that I don't think are all that shocking, but they come off, wind up, somebody takes them the wrong way and all that kind of stuff. So I think a lot of people can relate to it, because you don't always mean to stir the pot, but sometimes you do.
Good way of expressing it. Let's share it now. The latest from my guest, J.J. Voss, on the line from Regina, Saskatchewan. This is Breaking Things on In the Country.
Let's do it.
Always breaking.
I love that song and the production on it. That is called Breaking Things from my guest, J.J. Voss. And one thing that stood out, the great production and the choice of a female harmony throughout, especially on the chorus, really added a lot to it.
Yeah, that's actually Harry's significant other. That's his girlfriend. And she did all the vocal arrangements for the whole album. And she just brought some of these songs. They just completely came to life with the vocal arrangements she came up with.
It's amazing how that happens, right? You've written the song, you've played it on your guitar, now you go into the studio, and that's the unexpected, right? You know it's going to be produced, but it's all the little touches along the way that take it to a whole other level.
Well, yeah, and it was such an organic way of doing it. Like, all the background vocals, without getting too technical, instead of doing multi-track where if there's three parts, then typically you would have each person sing a part on a separate track and you would mix it. Harry and Beth did all the backup vocals in the booth at the same time. So it was one take, there was no editing done. The two of them were in front of one mic at the same time. And it just came off with this live performance feel that was really, really cool.
That's awesome. Now, are we expecting any new music from you, JJ, in the somewhat near future? Any new recordings?
I've just started writing for the next, for the future here in the last month or so. I've got a couple things on the go right now. I'm still really tied up in, we've been doing a fair bit of live shows throughout last year and this year. So my focus has been on trying to play as much as I can and expand my touring, get out further and further.
Yeah.
So I've been focusing on that, but now little by little I'm going to be shifting gears and getting back into creative mode and get some new songs. So I'm hoping next year, by mid next year, to have a single out and then I can go from there.
That's awesome. I look forward to that. And of course, the latest single, Breaking Things, which we heard a few moments ago. Our listeners, be sure to request that at your local country station. Call or email them. Let them know you want to hear that. JJ, thanks so much for being part of the show tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me again, Dave. It was great chatting with you.
Always great chatting with you, JJ. I want to thank my guest this evening, JJ Voss from Saskatchewan. His latest album is called Show 'Em Who's Voss. JJVoss.com is his website. And we started off the show with Barrie, Ontario country artist Amy Rose. Her latest song is called Sunshine, and her website is amyrosemusic.com. Big thank you to both my guests on this show. I'm Dave Woods. For more country interviews, be sure to head to inthecountryinterviews.com.